This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got fishing reports from each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, as well as a business opportunity for folks here in Illinois. And we'll be taking a look at several other items of interest to outdoorsmen here in the WSMI listening area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken. Welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, this weekend means free fishing. And as a reminder, Illinois' free fishing days are June 14th through the 17th. For information on fishing, see the website www.ifishillinois.org, or you can just go out fishing, enjoy it with your family and friends, and you don't even have to have a license. And it's time to apply for firearm deer permits. Resident and non-resident deer hunters can apply for the second lottery drawing for 2019 Illinois firearm deer and muzzleloader only deer permits. The deadline to apply for the second lottery is June 30th. And you can also apply now for non-resident archery deer permits. The online archery permit application period is open through June 30th for non-residents and archery requesting archery combination deer permits for the 2019-2020 deer season. A link on the online application is available on the IDNR site, and non-residents may apply for one combination archery deer permit per season. The upcoming Illinois archery deer season is October 1st through January 19th, and it will be closed in firearm deer counties on November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th for the firearm deer season. And now is the time to apply for dove permits. Online applications will be accepted from resident deer hunter or dove hunters through June 30th for the first lottery for the Illinois free dove hunting permits at select state sites. For information on dove hunting permit areas and free dove permits, check the IDNR website at www.idnr.illinois.gov. And the summer pass at the Illinois State Museum is available. In fact, the fun and learning won't stop this summer with the Illinois State Museum Summer Pass. For $10, visitors to the Illinois State Museum in Springfield can purchase an unlimited admission for one adult now through Labor Day. With the Summer Pass, visitors can enjoy the admission to the museum and all of this summer's great programming, including weekly tours, the Summer Film Fest, Super Saturdays, Story Times, and more. The Illinois State Museum Summer Pass can be purchased from the ISM admission desk. Each Summer Pass is good for one adult admission during the museum's regular operating hours. And the 2019 Illinois State Museum Summer Pass will expire September 2nd. The museum is located at 502 South Spring Street in Springfield. And as a reminder, check your boat registration. The IDNR reminds boat owners in Illinois to check their three-year boat registration decal and renew the registration if it expires in 2019. Renewing watercraft registration can be done online through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov or by phone by calling 866-867-3542. That's 866-867-3542. To renew registration, have available the watercraft's Illinois registration number, the first six characters of the watercraft's hull number, and the first three letters of the registered owner's last name, and a credit card. New or renewed three-year watercraft registrations will expire on September 30th in the calendar year of expiration. For details on Illinois watercraft registration requirements and fees, check the IDNR website. Unpowered watercraft, including canoes, kayaks, paddle boats, paddle boards in Illinois, are no longer required to have a water usage stamp. Well, we've got some pretty good fishing to report from each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and in fact, if you're headed that way, you should find some pretty good fishing. At Lake Shelbyville this week, walleye are rated good, as are largemouth bass. With a walleye, you're expected to drag a jig and crawler in about 3 to 6 feet of water, and anglers are doing well catching several fish each day. And largemouth bass, they're rated good on spinnerbaits, topwater lures, and jigs near woody cover. At Carlisle Lake, the lake is at 448, falling. It's in the high 70 degrees mark, and it's a bit murky. Crappie are rated slow, as are bass. The bass are coming from the railroad trestles, the riprap, down trees, etc. And the crappie are they're just not even enough to set a pattern. But the crappie, the catfish have also slowed. It seems that they've slowed a bit this week as anglers are using all types of live and commercial catfish baits to catch catfish. And these catfish typically are turned on this time of year. And in the tailwater, actually the best fishing is in the tailwater. And the saugers is rated good. The release rate is perfect for sauger, and they're catching good numbers of these fish using crankbaits and twirling the crankbaits up and down the river. And at Durand Lake and the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnow spinnerbaits, rattle traps, and other surface baits. Try flipping the water around the structure. Crappie are rated good. Medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs with various artificial jigs. And bluegill, good. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, crickets doing the trick there. And catfish, channel catfish, they're rated excellent. Probably the best catch right now. Large minnows, leeches, dip bait, shad, nightcrawlers, and Sonny's commercial catfish bait working well. And the white bass are rated fair. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs are all producing good numbers of fish and action. And as we promised, here's an opportunity for you folks that want to make some money. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will hold a mandatory vendor meeting June 27th from vendors interested in submitting bids for reconstruction and operations of the facilities at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area near Rend Lake in Whittington. The conference, which is slated to begin at 11 a.m., will be held at the Conference Center building at the Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area on Windy Lane in Whittington, Illinois. IDNR staff will be on hand to answer questions regarding the agency's recently issued request for a proposal, as well as options and incentives available for interested individuals. And the request for a proposal, which was issued June 12th, allows for one vendor or multiple vendors to take on different areas of the state recreation area instead of requiring one vendor to manage all of the facilities. Additional cash incentives are also available. And for additional information or request for a proposal, you can call the IDNR at 217-782-5695. That's 217-782-5695. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.